Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Hello, hello, and welcome in. It is a Friday here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm in for Rick Tittle. He's out enjoying some much-needed R&R, I guess one would call it. But there's tons going on here. It's a beautiful day in San Francisco, where the Sports Byline studios are located. We've got outside land starting today. People trying to avoid monkeypox. It's all going on. Anyway, in the next segment, J.D. Sharp from Against the Numbers is going to join us, talk some baseball as the MLB is headed down the home stretch. Bunch of games this weekend. Maybe see if he's got some futures. Not sure what direction we'll head in, but it'll definitely be baseball related. In other news, the NFL started yesterday, and isn't it some sort of poetic justice that a preseason game involving the Jaguars would start with a weather delay? Only the Jaguars. And then they proceeded to get blown out. Of course. Anyway, if you want to hop in at some point during the hour, the number is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hang with me for the next hour. I'll be taking you up till 12 o'clock. Pacific time here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We might be joined by Larry Krueger, a former colleague of mine. Not sure. He's over at 49ers training camp. If he's got time, we'll toss him on the air. We'll get into the NFL and so much more. And in other news, or personal news, McLaren has dumped Danny Ricciardo. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be back with J.D. Sharp next here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Radio Network.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver with advanced technology and equipment so we can reach over 160 million addresses across the country. We're delivering for thinkers, doers, movers, shakers, groundbreakers, future makers, innovators, trailblazers, disruptors, streamers, dreamers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
Now back to Titillating Sports on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back in. I'm your host today, Daniel Ogden, filling in for Ricky T. And it is 11:12, which means it's time for JD Sharp from AgainstTheNumber.com. AgainstTheNumber.com is a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, which is beating the sports books at their own game. They cover every sport worldwide, from NFL to college basketball to soccer to cricket and even tennis, European hockey, and they're all proven winners. They offer full season, end of current season, 1 month, 1 week, 1 day, and 1 year special specific packages. Their prices are reasonable, tracking and distribution process is simple, and the results are real. And JD Sharp from AgainstTheNumber.com joins me now. JD, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Dan?
Doing fantastic. So, with the fallout from the trade deadline kind of over and dust is settling, we've got Dodgers Padres this weekend. Anything having to do with that series that might be on your mind, or is there another direction you're headed?
Yeah, I'm looking at the game a little bit. The line's kind of off. Dodgers -160. You got Gonsolin, who is 12-1, but he had a 1.3 ERA three starts ago. He's kind of gotten lit up the last three starts. The Padres obviously just traded for Juan Soto. They've got that big four now with Soto and Bell and Machado, and well, not tattoos yet, but they will have tattoos soon. And then even Trent Grisham's playing pretty well. I would take a look at tonight, first five full game. I think the Padres probably win that game. I don't think that Gonsolin is I think he's pitched too many this year, and I think he's going to have just a tough road for the rest of the year.
Anything else that stands out to you specifically, whether it's a pitching matchup, whether it's an over-under for the weekend, or even headed towards the end of the season?
Well, you know, another game today is Dylan Cease against Glenn Otto, White Sox versus Rangers, -190. Dylan Cease is probably a top three, I would say, talent right now at pitcher in Major League Baseball. No one has had a better last 2 months than him since Bob Gibson in 1951. The last 12 starts he's had, he's only a total of 4 runs. I think he's got like a .48 ERA or just something insane. During that time, he throws 4 pitches. He's about 6'2", 210, so he's a pretty sturdy guy. Otto actually isn't very good at home. It's a game that I would definitely look at just to follow Cease, just to see how good he can continue to be. If he keeps this up, he'll have the best streak probably in Major League Baseball history. We're talking like DiMaggio style, just on the pitching end of things. But I think the White Sox probably blow out the Rangers on the road today, so that's just a game I would watch for a Cease, but also the fact that the White Sox are pretty much at full power with getting Jimenez back and having, you know, Moncada and Anderson and Abreu and even Andrew Vaughn. So that's a game I would really watch closely. And I got to tell you, I keep the Astros, or betting against the Astros when they're a short favorite, and it keeps biting me very, very hard. I did it yesterday. I don't know what it is with this team, but they're not giving this team that much respect. But they have a ton of talent offensively. Maybe people don't think Sanders that good. Verlander's 15-3 now with a 1.71 ERA or something completely insane. So I do believe that the AL side will come down to Verlander and Cease, and hopefully Sanders. I don't want Verlander, when again, although I do own one of his autographs, so that'll go up in value. But that's the game I'm looking at as well, is the Astros. How about you?
Well, I was kind of looking over the games, and one that sort of sticks out to me, I guess, is a division battle that's going on, which is the Braves and the Mets. And Taijuan Walker's having a great year. Ian Anderson, not so much, but minus, I want to say it was maybe 2 starts ago where he got blown up. But besides that, he's had a pretty good, maybe like, month or so, and I'm pretty sure the Mets are a favorite. I still kind of like them to win the division, but I was maybe thinking about putting a little scratch down on the Braves to eke one out tonight.
I could see that being a decent play. Anderson's actually pretty decent on the road. A lot of he's like Montas, Frankie Montas, who is now the Yankee former A in that regard. Yeah, Walker can be inconsistent. The Braves have so much talent as well. Acuna's starting to play really well, and the Mets have played exceptionally well the last couple of days. A lot starting to heat up. So that's the game I might look at the over, the first 5 over. Maybe I want to guess it's 4.5. I haven't taken a look at it yet, but that's a line that kind of sticks out. And then also, one last line for the day, Phillies Nationals. Nationals just got completely fleeced in that trade, the Soto trade, which I talked to Don about a couple of days ago. But Josiah Gray is one of the most underrated pitchers I would say in Major League Baseball. He's got really explosive stuff. I think his upside is there. Gibson is overrated. The line is a little shaky considering the circumstances. I would take a look at Gray money line first 5. Consider Nationals money line for the full game. I'm guessing it's probably like a +160. But I would definitely look at them run line. They're probably like -115 on those lines. But it would not shock me at all. Kind of like you said, the Braves would be going out. I could see the Nationals upsetting the Phillies on the road.
Yeah, I like that one too. And then maybe taking a broader look towards the end of the season, both of the Central divisions seem to be the races to watch. Who do you think comes out victorious in both the NL Central and the AL Central?
I wish the Cardinals would have done more to bolster their pitching or to pick up Soto. Because I would say the Cardinals immediately, because I'm a huge fan of Edmund and Goldschmidt, Nato and Ethan Herman, and Carlson starting to play well. I mean, they have so much talent offense. I don't know why they didn't trade Carlson with a couple of prospects like a Jordan Walker, been doing nothing but hitting bombs in I believe Double-A the last couple of weeks. But I would say the Cardinals. I could see the Brewers though. They're starting to play really rowdy. Tellez, that catcher's got like 70 RBIs, which is pretty strange for a catcher. Do you think that the White Sox definitely the AL Central, though? Again, that combination of Cease and Giolito and Kopech, he's starting to pitch pretty well. I think he hit 98 a couple of days ago, which after his injury, because Kopech's got some of the best stuff in baseball when he's healthy. But I'll say the White Sox out of the AL Central, and I will say I'll probably say the Brewers out of the NL Central, but that's maybe a 30% confidence type of play.
Yeah, I was a little confused with the Cardinals, because who did they add? They added Jordan Montgomery for Bader, right? And then they added Stratton and, like, Jose Quintana or something. Like, that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, they really didn't get a lot of luck. Quintana's had a pretty good year for the Pirates, but he's not a guy that you can have any trust in. I think he's one of those guys that as the year goes on, he's not very strong, so his velocity is going to drop, which he needs. He is a lefty, which helps. But, yeah, the Cardinals, they could have made some major moves, and they didn't do it, and all they had to do was get rid of Carlson and either Wynn and Walker, maybe Palante, because that the combination, if they would have had Edmund, who's got like a top, maybe a top seven WAR in Major League Baseball, which is really good, Edmund and Arenado, Goldschmidt, O'Neill, Gorman, along with him, the combination of those players is really, really impressive. So had Soto, it would have been, in my opinion, a very, very fierce matchup for anyone opposing them. But, yeah, they didn't really do a lot. It could act in their division.
Yeah, well, and it seems like the trade deadline, I mean, outside of Soto, and not just this year, but almost every year, almost always disappoints. And it, do you think it's because GMs and front office execs seem to be really, I'm not sure that I know the exact word, but very hesitant to part with any kind of prospects, which is interesting to me, considering if you're trading a couple prospects for a proven major league player, like trading a bunch of prospects for Juan Soto wasn't a big deal because he's young, but if it's a guy that's right, a couple years older, then everybody freaks out about it and they want to hold on to these players that never have proven themselves in the major leagues. It's just bizarre to me.
It's that upside thing. It happens in every single league, and it always has, and it always will. And, yeah, Soto's definitely a unicorn because he's 23, but he's technically a veteran. So he's as old as Adley Rutschman, but he's a three-time All-Star. So that's a little different situation. But you look at, like, for example, the Mets have a catcher, Francisco Alvarez, who's 20 years old, 5'10", 240. He just crushes the ball. And DeGrom's giving him credit. Scherzer's giving him credit. All their pitchers have given him credit. They're a good catcher as well. But they didn't pick up Contreras because they have Alvarez. They could bring him up, and they didn't need to give what the Cubs really wanted to make that take place. So you have a situation like that where you've got a prospect who is already at AAA and mashing and playing exceptionally well, but is only 20 years old. And so I think they're just at that ultimate upside. And when you upside, the potential has a huge value, and I could see them not trading Jordan Walker. I get that, but Mason Wynn, they could have let him go. Yeah, he throws 101 miles an hour from shortstop. He's got, or he's a top 50 prospect, but they could have that deal done with Wynn and Carlson and Palante, maybe a Jordan, maybe a Hicks, and maybe another pitching prospect. You know, worth it because the combination of those seven players I mentioned offensively for the Cardinals. Second to none in Major League Baseball, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then on the flip side, it was the Cubs and the Giants. You know, a lot of teams that, I mean, the Giants aren't as bad as the Cubs, but a lot of teams that were supposed to be sellers, although they look pretty bad lately, but a lot of teams that were supposed to be sellers ended up not selling, and that was a little confusing too. But I guess, like you said, in terms of upside, it all comes down to how long can they be their contract be controlled, and how little do they have to pay them when they're on their rookie deals and arbitration? Just sort of, you know, in the same vein as in the NFL, trying to draft a rookie quarterback and build around them.
Right, exactly the same thing. They want to try to draw that out as much as they can. But on the same, if the player just explodes, then they have to get ready to either make that big payday take place, or trade them for a good player or some more prospects, and the cycle just continues.
Absolutely. He is J.D. Sharp. The website is againstthenumber.com, and thank you so much for the time, J.D.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dan.
Hey, have a good one. Take care. Againstthenumber.com, I am Daniel Ogden. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
To me, it's like a mountain, a vast bowl of pus.
Tittle beats his servants.
Rick does beat his servants. Luckily, I'm not one of them. Welcome back in on the Sports Byline Broadcast Radio Network. I'm Daniel Ogden, your host today, in for Ricky T. And there's a few things that really grind my gears, but not much more than Roger Goodell. And Roger Goodell, as South Park once depicted him as the Goodell bot, is someone that doesn't care about anything but the NFL's bottom line. And I guess you could say, well, that's his job. But when you have players like Calvin Ridley, who gambled on his own team, and he immediately gets a one-year suspension, following up by Deshaun Watson, this circus that's going on, where he only got six games, now the league wants to appeal it so he can get more. I don't even know where to begin. It's just so disappointing to see a league just absolutely put the point of sales, so to speak, or marketing above, you know, actual values and morals. And but anyway, sorry to get going here on that rant. And if you want to jump in, the number is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-5729. If you want to jump in, talk about anything, really. Doesn't matter what's on your mind. Call in, give me a shout. I will toss you on the air. And maybe we could even get a little psychedelic like Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron Rodgers has spent the last year or so under a microscope. And he then comes out following that with a declaration of traveling to South America for the last couple of years, taking a psychedelic drug, which I can't even pronounce. Now, it is Outside Lands Weekend here in San Francisco, and I can imagine that there will be some psychedelic drugs being consumed not too far from these very studios here. But it's interesting when a professional athlete says, hey, I flew down to South America, I had this spiritual awakening, and Sam Tripoli would probably be proud of that, the comedian that joined me yesterday, as he was very into the spiritual awareness of oneself. But Rodgers goes on to say, I took this drug and it gave me a spiritual awakening, so to speak, and it allowed me to understand that I need to unapologetically be myself. He then follows that up with doing it again, and both years he wins the MVP. So after all the ridicule he's gone through over the past year, he then comes out, talks about a psychedelic drug and taking it, and somehow it's like in the news, but it's not really viewed as a negative. I'm not quite sure at this point what the media wants to do with him. He's such a polarizing figure, and in some sense of the word, he's always sort of been a jerk, especially with the media. But it's just very odd to watch him go from kind of being a villain to, you know, quote unquote, druggy, but druggy MVP quarterback E. And to follow that up and circle all the way back around to the Roger Goodell rant that I started the segment with, which was eventually where I was trying to get to, is that he's taking a drug. Now, it's out of his system. If it's a hallucinogenic, it's going to be out of his system fairly quickly. And it's not during the season. But there's countless, I mean, Josh Gordon suspended X amount of games for smoking marijuana. Justin Blackman, same thing, before he got kicked out of the league. Which, by the way, as a Jaguars fan, what a waste of talent. Apparently, he had a 214 yards receiving game, 250-something yards receiving game. He was high during the game. Now, he wasn't doing as many drugs as Matt Jones, but that's besides the point. But anyway, so he's doing a drug outside the testing period, so it's legal, right? But what if he had come out and said, you know, hey, I've been smoking weed my entire career and, you know, I was able to fool the drug tests and, you know, more than likely he would have gotten suspended. But then a sexual assault case comes up or a domestic violence case comes up and it's almost, you can mark it down, 2 to 4 to 6 games max suspension. And then there's all these other violations, I guess would be the right word, where there's so much more harsh in terms of punishment, and it just I don't really understand it. But with the league getting underway last night, it's just something that's, you know, been on my mind for a little while now, and it's aggravating. But anyway, again, the number is 1-800-878-PLAY here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network if you want to jump in. And since it seems like Larry Kruger is not going to be joining us from Niners practice, I will get into what's been going on with the 49ers a little bit later on in the show. They're in an interesting situation. Quarterback transition, haven't been able to trade Jimmy, but they've handled it pretty well. Unlike numerous other franchises, whether it be Carolina, Cleveland, Indianapolis, there's just so many bizarre quarterback situations. You could even say Pittsburgh, Mitch Trubisky, Mr. Biscuit, looks like he's going to be the starting quarterbacks. We'll get into which quarterbacks might take a leap forward, which quarterbacks might regress in the next year, and what teams are primed to maybe go from worst to first. Definitely not the Jags after the way they played last night. Unfortunately, I am a Jaguars fan, and Sundays are not all that fantastic for me, but it is what it is, and sometimes you just have to root for a team that absolutely sucks. Anyway, we'll get more into the NFL and quarterbacks, maybe some futures odds, and all that next, coming up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Radio Network. I'm Daniel Ogden, and I'll be right back.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
What would you do with extra money this summer? Fill the tank? How about a vacation? During Staples Fuel Your Summer Sweeps, a Staples Rewards member could win one of five $5,000 Visa gift cards to use for, or maybe, every $50 spent in store automatically earns you an entry. Not a rewards member? Join today and enter Staples Fuel Your Summer Sweeps. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. Ends 8-6. Visit staplesconnect.com/fuelyoursummersweeps for complete rules and eligibility.
You know, people are always asking me, Tiger, how do you do it? And my answer is shut up. I ask the questions around here. I'm Tiger Woods.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
I don't know if there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning, but speaking of lightning, thoughts and prayers with the few people that got nailed across the street from the White House, and two of them passed away. Two of them are in the hospital. Hopefully they're okay. Anyways, on that lovely note, welcome back to Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. I'm your host today, Daniel Ogden, filling in for Ricky T while he gets some much-needed R&R. If you'd like to jump in and join the program, give me a call about really absolutely anything. I know Rick always likes to say, you know, he can talk about anything from chess to checkers to Quidditch. I feel like I could be maybe a little bit more qualified to actually talk about Quidditch. I'm not sure he's a Harry Potter guy. Or chess or checkers, for that matter. But if that's what you want to talk about, give me a call. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So, back to the NFL. And since, well, absolutely every single person that I asked in the area to come on and join me today are all at 49ers training camp, I thought I'd get into the 49ers a little bit myself. Now, looking at the odds here, they are seventh in line to win the Super Bowl. They're at plus 1,600, which seems somewhat bizarre to me, considering they have a rookie quarterback. When you look at every other team in the top 10, has an established veteran, really good quarterback. You want to look at the favorite, the betting favorites right now are Buffalo, plus 650, followed by Tampa Bay, plus 750. Kansas City, you got the Rams, you got the Packers, Chargers, Broncos, Cowboys, Ravens, even the Bengals. And somehow the 49ers are just right in the middle of that. Now, they should be pretty solid on defense, but Trey Lance is not a rookie, but he's only played football, whether it's in the NFL or college, for I can't remember his exact amount of games last year. I want to say he played in maybe three. So, four games in the last 2.5 years of organized football. And you had the weird tired arm discussion coming out of camp, and all the players were tweeting and posting on Instagram what a joke that was. You have the whole Jimmy G saga of, you know, is he going to get traded? where is he going to get traded? Are they going to release him? Do they need to get rid of him before we give Debo a contract? That obviously didn't happen because Debo got his contract. But Jimmy G is still on the team. Now, he's not practicing, but he can be in the building. He can work out in the locker room. He can sit on the sideline, and he can – it's almost like he's in the same mold as the guys now that are in training camp, but they don't have a contract or their contract expires at the end of the year and they want an extension. He's sort of in that mold right now while he sits in limbo, which is – it's just a really interesting situation. Kyle Shanahan has come out and said multiple times, Trey's our guy. Jimmy will not practice with the team anymore. And I'm starting to wonder if it gets towards the end of training camp, are they just going to cut him? Because it doesn't seem like they can get anything for him. Now, if the Deshaun Watson saga turns out to be a full year suspension, do they feel a little bit better about going with Garoppolo over Jacoby Brissett for an entire year? I would have to think so. Brissett's not completely awful. Jimmy's not completely awful. He's not completely great either. I would still say it's probably an upgrade over Jacoby Brissett. But how much do you have to give up to get him? You just traded for Deshaun Watson, so you don't have very much draft capital. Will Seattle jump in at the last minute? I mean, I don't know about you, but if I'm Seattle, Drew Lock and Geno Smith, I'm just going to go ahead and say neither of those guys really do it for me. And I would be looking to upgrade from that. But are they just looking to rebuild? They just gave DK Metcalf a fat contract. Do they want to maybe tank and try to either fix Drew Lock and or possibly hope for a top three pick? You got a couple quarterbacks coming out this year in CJ Stroud and Bryce Young, who are both gonna, I'd have to imagine, be in the top two or three. If Will Anderson might be in the discussion there, but quarterbacks always seem to take the cake, although he is a defensive lineman, so that would go with that too. But so anyway, where will Jimmy end up? It's a great question. I personally think that after all the blowback from the Watson situation, I think he's going to end up getting suspended for at least a year, and they're going to trade for Garoppolo, which I don't know if you're a Cleveland Browns fan that I like, that you just basically spent all of your draft picks in the past year on two quarterbacks, and one of them's not even playing, not to mention, can't remember the exact figure, I want to say it's about $260 million that you paid a guy to be suspended for an entire season. And not only that, but there's news stories out where women are now refusing to go to Browns games or support the team in any way. And from the few people I know from Cleveland, that's not necessarily normal. They love their Browns and they love their guardians, to be correct here. Although, in my mind, it's always going to be the Cleveland Indians. I think the Guardians is a stupid name. And being part Native American myself, I know that the Native Americans were fine with the name Indians. It was the Chief Wahoo mascot that they were not happy with. Anyway, that's a side rant. Back to football. So when you look around the league, there's a bunch of quarterbacks that are sort of set up for success. There's a bunch of quarterbacks set up for failure. And there's a few that I think are really in line to, I don't know if regress is the right word, but like the first one that comes to mind to me would be Justin Herbert. Everybody is riding the Justin Herbert hype train right now. He's so amazing. He's so awesome. He's third ranked on all the quarterback lists, basically behind either Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen and Tom Brady. And then Patrick Mahomes is somehow behind Herbert. You've got Lamar Jackson ranked anywhere from 10th to 15th. I think he's in line for a big year this year. And I think people are going to underestimate the fact that he's just supremely talented. And it seems like Kyler Murray gets all this hype, but, you know, I'd take Lamar Jackson over Kyler Murray any day of the week. And his just disrespect level is off the charts. It's going to be interesting to see how Russell Wilson does in Denver. Mr. Unlimited. He's so unlimited, and he drives a car that makes it look like he's compensating for something. But he does have Sierra, so whatever with that. I think Dak is just Dak. I don't see him really ever getting better or worse. He's probably going to be a great quarterback for you in fantasy to draft in the 10th round. He's going to stack up some stats. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to lose in the first round like they always do. And they're going to continue to have less playoff wins in the last 25 years than the Jaguars. But who knows? Moving on, I think the other one that skyrocketed last year, obviously, as they made it to the Super Bowl, that I think, and I like him a lot as a quarterback, but I think he's in line to again, I don't know that regress is the right word, but maybe come back to the mean a little bit, is Joe Burrow. Now, he's supremely talented. If you ask me to pick Burrow or Herbert for their entire career moving forward, I would pick Burrow. But I think both of them are a little over-hyped coming into the season, and I think the expectations are a little bit high based off of kind of where they are in their careers. And it's something that I think, you know, maybe when I talk about Lamar Jackson, he really kind of suffered from the last couple of years. He sort of, you know, exploded on the scene, and he was getting all these accolades, and he thought he was, you know, the word that starts with an S, and he has sort of struggled the last couple of years. Not struggled, but comparatively to when he set the league on fire when he first came in. And I think young quarterbacks that have succeeded quickly and ultimately almost immediately coming into the league are set up for some level of failure, because, you know, it's almost like when you start in the major leagues as a hitter or pitcher, either way, you set the world on fire, you're great, you're killing it, hitting home runs, and then all of a sudden the pitchers finally get a book on you and they realize that maybe you can't hit a slider low and in, or you can't hit a fastball up and away, and they just pound that pitch that you can't hit, or vice versa if it's a pitcher and maybe he's tipping pitches. If you're a quarterback, maybe you always roll to the right, maybe you always roll to the left, but once the book's out on you on how to defend, maybe you can't read a cover three, maybe you're better at zone than man to man, and all the defenses you see will be man to man from now on. Maybe you are great at man to man, but you can't read a zone and the safety floats in the middle of the field and picks you off all the time. You know, it could be anything, but I really think that young guys like Herbert and Burrow and he's a great player, but I even think Josh Allen, to an extent, is just a little kind of overblown. And I think Patrick Mahomes sort of suffered from that a little bit last year, where he had, you know, he signed that big deal and got a little bit of comfortable, a little fat and happy, so to speak. You know, he's got kids now. And then meanwhile, you're sitting there and you got Tom Brady, the grandpa, so to speak, of the league, just still chugging along. And whether he's overrated, underrated, doesn't really matter. Just throwing touchdowns. Anyway, we're running low on time, so I'm going to come back and close it out after the break here. But you're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Radio Network. Come on back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Sometimes when I'm driving on the road at night, I see two headlights coming toward me. Fast, I have this sudden impulse to turn the wheel quickly, head on into the oncoming car. I can anticipate the explosion, the sound of shattering glass, the flames rising out of the flowing gasoline.
Right. Well, I have to go now, Dwayne, because I'm due back on the planet Earth.
Thank you.
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
Yes, he did. Just about 30 seconds here left to go, so I'm going to sign off by giving a shout-out to my mom, give a shout-out to Lily, give a shout-out to the GT. Hopefully we'll be at Tommy soon, eventually, and thanks for listening. This is Daniel Ogden on the Sports Byline Broadcast Radio Network. Y'all have a good weekend, and take care.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.